Separated by 5 miles, the Berkshire Museum in downtown Pittsfield and Hancock Shaker Village on the city's outskirts have decided to share programs and explore joint ventures. Van Shields is the executive director of the Berkshire Museum.
In a way, it's kind of represents kind of letting our guard down with each other and realizing that we have more to gain by collaborating in a deep way than we do by just being sort of de facto competing organizations.
The decision was driven by a study of the two organizations, their reach and programming. It was funded by a $100,000 grant from the Dyson Foundation in Millbrook, New York. Linda Stagleader, president and CEO of Hancock Shaker Village, says two groups in the same field working together makes sense in hopes of maximizing opportunity within the shrinking Berkshire population.
Daring to get outside your own little silo and look at other opportunities. We've been partnering with other institutions all along, but not necessarily here, on Shaker programming, you know, exhibitions and teacher workshops and publications and seminars.
Some of the village's partnerships include work with Shaker Museum Mount Lebanon, the New York State Museum, and Siena College. Shields says a merger was looked at but is not being pursued at this time.
We learned from the study that we had these opportunities to collaborate that would provide the similar and same benefits to both institutions without the sort of disruption that might accompany a merger.
Stagleader and Shields say financial vitality was not a driving force behind the study or the decision to collaborate. With 12 full-time and 30 seasonal workers responsible for 20 buildings on 750 acres, Stagleader says the village's finances are comfortable, but its $2 million annual budget is about half what an attraction of its size should be.
And even though we don't have a large endowment, we've operated fairly prudently, and we operate in a balanced budget, and it's not easy. It's not easy at all, but that's what we do. And so we're a modest but impactful, you know, operation.
About 50,000 people from around the world visit Hancock Shaker Village, which is open for the year's 6 warmest months. It has an endowment of less than $1 million. The Berkshire Museum draws 85,000 visitors each year, operating on a $2.2 million budget with $8.2 million in long-term investments. It employs 23 full-time and 17 part-time workers. Shields says joint ticketing and marketing could happen as soon as later this summer. He says shared exhibitions farther down the road could utilize the village's outdoor setting and the museum's more traditional indoor venue.
And therefore, the comprehensive nature of the visit would be you'd have to visit both places, which would drive audience back and forth. They could capitalize on some of our community-based audience. We could maybe capitalize on some of their national and international audience. So that's the theory.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.